Heavy rains, flooding, snow, and sub-zero temperatures, that's what the Syrian refugees are confronted with. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says latest figures show that over 600,000 people have been registered as refugees, a sharp increase of at least 100,000 people fleeing Syria since December last year. Adrian Edwards, spokesperson for the agency, says at the beginning of the year, over 10,000 Syrians were crossing the border per day, and their conditions are dire.
Many of those arriving have been barefoot, with clothing soaked. People are covered in mud and snow. Refugees report discarding belongings to carry children through flooded countryside in Syria to reach Jordan.
UNHCR and partners have sent emergency supplies, including 1,000 blankets, 500 mattresses, emergency clothing, and several thousand meals to address the immediate needs of the Syrians. At the Za'atri camp, the agency says mobile clinics are operational. And
UNHCR managed yesterday to deliver several truckloads of gravel to elevate the ground level and improve drain-off. Culvert openings were cut through the camp ring road at four different points to release standing water into creeks surrounding the camp. This has improved things in the eastern part of the camp. We expect the whole camp to be dry soon. From what I've seen this morning, the weather forecast looks for drier conditions in the next few days.
The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says over 2 million children are affected by the conflict, and the children are struggling to stay warm and dry with this harsh winter. Marixi Mercado, the agency spokesperson, says UNICEF is working around the clock.
In Jordan, UNICEF worked overnight to keep vital services running while distributing warm clothing, sleeping mattresses, and heaters to families. In Lebanon, we will get supplies to the settlements as soon as the roads clear. In Iraq and across the region, in Syria, we're working to protect children from sickness by making sure they have safe water, proper winter gear, that they're vaccinated, and that they stay clean.
As the needs of the refugees increase, UNICEF says funding is a major concern.
So far for the 2013 appeal, we have a $197 million appeal for 2013 for Syria and the subregion. We've received less than 13% so far. That's a huge constraint to the work that we're trying to do there.
Despite the severe weather and security conditions, UNICEF, UNHCR and partners are continuing to help the people where they can. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.